Mike Freeman says the state sales tax is surprisingly progressive.
Because we don't tax food or clothing. And significant parts of the sales tax collection is done from items that people will purchase during better times. A new washer, a new dryer, a new hot water heater, a new car, you know, new furniture. Items, not to suggest they're not important, but if in bad times you're going to sit on that bad sofa for a couple more years, but you got to buy food for the family every day.
As for the state's income tax?
Our income tax now is pretty good.
Freeman says people will complain about their income taxes, but he plans to offset them by reducing property taxes. He says as he campaigns around the state, people complain more about property taxes than any other. He understands why, calling it the state's most regressive tax.
It's the tax based least on the ability to pay. You pay income tax if you have a job, but if you lose your job, you don't pay income tax, but if you still own your home, you still have to pay that property tax.
That's why the central component to his tax plan is a proposal to permanently cut property taxes by 20% and capping it at $1,000. Freeman calls rebates, like those the legislature offered in 1997 and 98, temporary relief. He says rebates are complicated by bureaucratic red tape and are more costly to administer. He says that in the last 7 years, the business share of property taxes has decreased by 15%, while residential property taxes have increased by 28%.
And what we need to do is to make sure that the kind of tax relief we give to businesses on property tax, we also give to homeowners.
To offset educational funding from reduced property taxes, Freeman hikes the state's contribution for K-12 education to 70%. That's up from about 60% the state pays now. Freeman pays for the tax cuts by using current and future state surpluses. He denies that if the economy suffers a downturn, the tax cuts will force the state to cut services or increase taxes again. He says any adjustments will be made in the size of government. But experts warn candidates against getting too comfortable with making tax cut promises and spending promises. They say a downturn in the economy could in fact mean raising taxes again in the future. This is Karen Louise Booth, Minnesota Public Radio.